Hello, and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas, has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Today's message is part two of Embracing Your Destiny. Here's Pastor Steve.
Before you cast out an evil spirit, consider the spiritual condition of the person, because it's very, very important. I just told you that when you're dealing with evil spirits, you have to have a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ. To cast out an evil spirit out of an individual who really is not living for Christ, or his relationship is shaky with the Lord, will just bring in more evil spirits. And then there's the spirit of heaviness. And this is one we all need to pay attention to, the spirit of heaviness, because it brings sorrow into your life. It brings grief, a hopelessness, a discouragement, loneliness. It also brings gluttony into your life. That's a spirit of heaviness. When you begin to feel gloomy and sad and oppressed or depressed, you need to bind the spirit of heaviness and tell it to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, some of you may think, well, I never have to deal with the spirit of depression, of oppression. You know, one day personally, I was driving in the car and the Holy Spirit said to me, he said, I want you every morning now to bind and cast out the spirit of depression and oppression out of your life. I said, what? He said, do it. So I'm driving down the highway, and I say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind the spirit of depression and oppression. I tell you to leave me now in Jesus' name. I said, I bind the spirit of heaviness. Get out. Go. Leave me. Go, 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 go. Folks, as God is my witness, I felt a joy come over me. I started smiling. I started laughing. I started looking at the people around me. I felt like honking the horn. I'm feeling really good. I don't know about you. Folks, every day you need to do it. These are spirit beings, and we don't even pay attention to the ones that are so subtle like that. But, you know, look at people around you. How much have you been smiling lately? You probably don't know. Ask the people around you. How much have you been smiling lately? See, a lot of times there is a spirit that is oppressing you, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. So you don't have any joy. You just feel kind of, bleh. How do you feel today? Well, I feel bleh. Well, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Yeah, I'm trying to get to joy, but I feel bleh. You need to rebuke the spirit of depression and oppression, and you will see that you will be released and have the joy of the Lord in your life. That's my personal testimony. There's also a spirit of infirmity. A spirit of infirmity is one who brings lingering illness. You ever have an illness where it just seems it just doesn't go away no matter what you do? It just that cough, you know, and then we try to find a name for it. Well, it's my allergy. Well, it's wintertime now. Well, it's a peanut allergy. When's the last time you had peanut butter? Oh, 3 years ago. We try to find reasons for the things that we go through. Folks, listen. There's a spirit of infirmity that brings lingering illness. You need to say when you're sick, in the name of Jesus, you spirit of infirmity, get off of my life. Go from me. Now, you know, there's some people who say, well, Pastor, you know, I get nervous when you talk so loud. You don't have to talk that loud, especially when you're talking to the devil. All you have to say is, devil, go. Go, devil, go. The Bible says Jesus rebuked the devil. Rebuke means with a loud voice and forcefully. Don't play with the devil. And if you're afraid when it's really loud, you got a spirit of fear in you. We need to cast that out too. And then there's the spirit of jealousy. Oh, let me finish the spirit of infirmity. Frailty, a fever, disease, illnesses that cannot be identified. That is amazing. There are illnesses that the doctors don't even know what they are. But they're real. Well, it's because it's spiritually influenced. And then there's a spirit of jealousy. People who are just naturally suspicious. Well, I'm just naturally suspicious. I got the spirit of suspicion. No, you may have the spirit of jealousy. Spirit of jealousy brings competitiveness. It brings an unforgivingness or unforgiving spirit about ourselves. It's revenge. It's cruelty. It's also murder. You know, Cain killed his brother Abel out of jealousy. Don't associate with people who are jealous. Now, some of you may be in relationships with jealous people. What do you mean by that? They want to know where you are all the time. They just left you and they call you on the phone. Hello, where are you? Well, I just walked inside the house. Well, I just wanted to make sure you were there. You know, when you were on the way, I saw you looking at that person. Looking at that person? That was the mailman. He's 80 years old. Well, I saw you. You just had a little gleam in your eye. See, the spirit of jealousy, remember, we're talking about spirits. They're unreasonable. It has nothing to do with what makes sense. In Genesis 4 and 5, it says, the Lord accepted Abel's sacrifice, but he did not accept Cain's fruit and vegetables. The Lord had said that you need to give me a lamb from the flock. And so Cain, the brother of Abel, said, I'm a farmer. I would rather give you my good fruits and vegetables. So imagine bringing to the Lord fruit and vegetables. What's God's going to eat it? Well, the Bible says God didn't accept his fruit and vegetables. This made Cain very angry. And then the Lord said to him, Cain, why are you so angry? You will be accepted if you do what is right. But if you refuse to do what is right, then watch out, because sin is crouching at the door. It's eager to control you, but you must subdue it and be its master. This is a conversation between God and Cain about jealousy. Well, God gave him some good advice, but the Bible says the next day Cain suggested to his brother Abel, let's go out and let's talk in the field. And while they were out in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him over jealousy. Folks, the spirit of jealousy will bring murder. You need not to be associating with jealous people. In fact, if you're going out with a jealous person right now, you may want to just send them a little note. Don't even call. Send them a little note. Say, I don't live here anymore. I don't want to talk to you anymore, and have a good life, because I'm going to live. The spirit of jealousy is one that will try to hurt you. Cain killed his brother as a result of that spirit. Let me say something. Whatever you do not master, whatever you fail to master, will become your master in your life. God said you need to step over these feelings that you have, because sin is crouching at your door. You must master your emotions. Folks, can I tell you this? You better master your emotions. Because if you don't, then your emotions will master you and get you into a lot of trouble. And some people are in a lot of trouble because of their emotions. You don't have to say amen. You can say, oh me. Now, perhaps you recognize one of these spirits is influencing you. There are many Christians under spiritual oppression in some area of their lives. And that's what we're talking about this today. Jesus came to proclaim liberty to the oppressed and to the captives. He accomplished this by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Acts 10 and 38, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went around doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil, because God was with him. Now, the devil attacks God's people through oppression. Now, the word to oppress actually means touching in different degrees of opposition. Satan exerts spiritual and natural pressure by these principal spirits that we'll be talking about. Now, because of Jesus Christ, we don't have to live under the oppression or the control of the devil. Don't let the devil control your life. Don't allow him to intimidate you. We talked last time about intimidation. The devil uses people. Don't let people intimidate you. Some people carry a spirit of intimidation. You feel like I gotta, when they come in a room and I gotta do this and I gotta do this and I've gotta, no, you do that for God. You don't do that for people unless you're in the military now. Now in the military, that's a different world. So you have to, you know what I mean? You have to stand tall. You have to salute. But when you're not in the military, don't allow people to intimidate you. In fact, don't even let the military people intimidate you. Just understand that's a part of your job. But it is not your job to be fearful of people. The Bible says the fear of man is a snare. It's a trap. The Bible gives us a great verse. It says, the Lord is on my side. What shall I fear? What man can do to me? Don't you allow people to control you. Somebody say amen. Now listen to what Jesus said. He said in Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has sent me to preach deliverance to the captives and to set at liberty them that are bruised. That word bruised actually means those wounded and at the point of being broken emotionally. Now all of us have gone through things emotionally in our lives. It's important for you to understand that the devil wants to bring you into emotional bondage.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and each of us have a prophetic destiny. Every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here? And how do I accomplish my true purpose? Well, the why and the how of our existence can only be found in God, our Creator. The Bible says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. Your purpose is discovered by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
The devil wants to bring you into emotional bondage. He will do it through a soul tie. He will do it through a situation that happens to you. He will do it on your job. The devil is a devil who tries to oppress people. Now, one of the primary aspects of Jesus's ministry was spiritual warfare over demonic forces. Wherever he went, he was confronted by demonic forces, and he confronted them right back. The time he went into the synagogue, there was a spirit there. Jesus just walked in the church, and the spirit starts shouting out, what are you doing here? Why are you bothering us? Why did you come to church today? Jesus cut him short, and with a loud voice said, be silent and come out of him. The Bible says all of a sudden the spirit threw the man on the ground. He began convulsing and he came out of him. That was a good service that day. The Bible says he left from there and he went to Simon Peter's house and found that his mother-in-law was very sick with a high fever. Now listen to this. The Bible says they came to Jesus and said, will you please heal her? So Jesus went to where she was in bed and he rebuked the fever. He said, fever, come off of her. And it left her. And then she got up and she prepared them some food. It's interesting to know that even some illnesses are caused, even fevers are caused by evil spirits. The Bible says he rebuked the fever. How do you rebuke a fever? You rebuke a person, not an it or a thing. Some of the things that we deal with in regards to sickness are sometimes the influence of an evil spirit, and you need to understand that. The Bible says, as the sun went down that evening that people throughout the village brought sick family members to Jesus, and no matter what their disease was, the touch of his hand, he healed everyone. Many were possessed with evil spirits, and the evil spirits came out at his command, shouting, you're the Son of God! You're the Son of God! You're... And they were gone. Because, you know, they can't talk unless they're in somebody's body. Spiritual oppression is not spiritual possession. Now, I want you to repeat after me, as a Christian, I cannot be possessed by a devil, only oppressed or influenced. And the way I explain this is the fact that if you don't smoke, and I hope you don't, if you were to go into a smoke-filled room, even though you don't light up a cigarette yourself, when you walk out, you'll have the smell of smoke all over you. In fact, if people approach you, they'll think you were smoking. In the airports, they have those smoking rooms. If you can see the people within the smoke clouds in there, you'll see that there are actually people in there. But if you did not smoke and you went in that room and you came out, you'd have the smell of smoke all over you. The smoke would be on you, but not in you because you didn't light up. That's like possession and oppression. Christians cannot be possessed by an evil spirit because you're possessed by the Lord. Do you see that? Jesus said that the Holy Spirit will be with you and in you. Where the Holy Spirit is in, the devil can't be there. However, the Bible says that we were created spirit, soul, and body. There are three parts of us, spirit, soul, and body. And so the evil spirit will always try to connect with your soul, which is your reason and your mind, or your body. He can't touch your spirit. So you can be manipulated and influenced through oppression, but never possession. So repeat after me, I can be oppressed, but never possessed by the devil. Now, one of the ways that Satan attacks, and he begins his attack, is by tempting you with thoughts. The Bible says, and this is important for you to understand, when we start talking about temptation, folks, in James 1 and 13, it says, don't let anyone say when they're tempted, I'm being tempted by God. Why did God let that happen? I think God is tempting me. No, God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. So please never say God is tempting me. The Bible says, but each one is tempted when they are drawn away by their own desires and enticed by their lust. Then when desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, results in death. Don't you let this deceive you, the Bible says. Now, just because the devil parades a thought through your mind, it does not mean you sinned until you act upon it. A bird can fly over your head, but it doesn't mean you have to allow it to build a nest on your head. You need to understand that, yes, the devil will attack you with thoughts, terrible thoughts. Doesn't mean you sin, unless you rehearse them over and over in your mind. Say, "Oh yeah, I like that. Woo, devil, give me some more of that. Woo, woo." Of course, you won't be reading the Bible. You'll be reading something else. So you need to understand that the devil is going to try to tempt you. Why? Because he's always looking for an open door into your life. And as he finds that open door, that's when he'll try to build a stronghold in your life. What is a stronghold? It's a place where the devil can live and he can, and he's active in your life. Like one of those principal spirits that I mentioned to you. It could be jealousy. It could be unforgiveness. It could be fear. Job himself, he said, the things that I most greatly feared has come upon me. There was a place. There was an opening in his life. And when you have an opening in your life because you haven't surrendered all to God, that's when the devil can come in and take advantage of your life. And then you will need deliverance so that God can relieve you of these things. Now, Satan attempts to influence us through disobedience. That's number one. The Bible says in Romans 6 and 12, though, do not let sin control the way you live. Do not let your lustful desires have their way. Do not let any part of your body become a tool of wickedness to be used for sinning. Instead, give yourselves completely to God, since you have been given a new life. And use your whole body as a tool to what is right in glorifying God. You know, we hardly even hear about holiness anymore. But the Bible says in Hebrews 12 and 14, pursue peace with everyone you can and holiness without which no one will see the Lord. God wants you to live a holy life, morally pure. You need to understand, as a child of God, you are not controlled by your sinful nature any longer. You have to yield to that. You've got to open the door to that. The Bible says in Romans 8 and 9, you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Holy Spirit. If the Spirit of God is living in you, if you're a Christian, you are not controlled by the devil. You've got to yield to the devil. He's not controlling you. It's your choice, in other words. But then it says, if you live according to the flesh, you will die. Yes, as a Christian, if you give way to your lustful desires, the things that are disobeying God, the Bible says, well, guess what? You're going to die in your sins. But if by the Holy Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So we find deliverance through the name of Jesus Christ. We find deliverance through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, let not sin have control over you.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If this message was a blessing to you, you can easily listen to it online or download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, navigate to the Media tab, and click on Audio Messages. If you'd like to help us share this message with listeners all over the world, you can make a secure online gift right there on our website. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is part two of Embracing Your Destiny. Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
You know what the Bible says? It says the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. I want to let you know that God is watching over you. God knows everything that's going on with you in your life. And even though at times we become weak and we wonder, has God given up on us? No, he's never giving up on us. The Bible says, though we be cast down, the Lord will uphold us with his hand. See, God will never let you go. There's always hope. There's hope in his love. And I want to pray for you now for strength. Father, I thank you that right now, those who are weak, you're strengthening them. Lord, there's so many things that we encounter in life that we need your help. We need your assistance. Holy Spirit, we need your guidance. I pray for every listener right now that you will bless them, bless their families, change their circumstances, strengthen them as they go through life. Have them know that you're there, that you are their hope, you are their strength, you are their deliverance.
and Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We bind your power. You will not stop us from serving the Lord. We thank you, Father, for the strength that comes through the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.